In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Those of you that love to eat great food, this is the place to get all those desires satisfied. Along with me is Emily Ash Lamb.
Good morning,
Emily. This is your second Saturday as the new co-host of the show.
Thank you. And I'm so happy to be here.
Sounds like you've been here forever.
I feel like it.
Yeah. So wonderful to have you aboard.
Thank you.
And we have a wonderful guest for the first few minutes of Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. I kind of say them because they coexist as one entity on Saturday morning. At 11:25, 11:30, we'll welcome a fabulous pastry chef, Robert Neto, to the show and talk about his stunning victory Wednesday night, becoming the Lord of Rice for his magnificent creation, which earned him a trip to Phnom Penh, Cambodia, to participate and be a judge in the best rice grown in the world. And he'll tell us how he did it in just a few minutes. But before that, we want to welcome Hope Bohanek to the show. She's the director of VegFest. If you don't know about this, you will after our chat. Good morning, Hope. Thanks for joining Emily and me.
Good morning, Steve. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the show for you, too. And thanks for having me.
Thanks. What's the history of VegFest? How long has this been happening in Santa Rosa?
So the Sonoma County Veg Fest has been going on for over a decade. We started out, at the Finley Center in 2014, I think, was our first year. And we've been going for a while, and we've grown and grown. And now we're at the Sonoma County Veterans Building across from the fairgrounds. And it's our 11th year this year.
I have not had the pleasure of attending yet. Have you had a chance to attend, Emily?
I haven't yet, but I saw a little more about it, I feel like, this year than in past, and it got me excited. I'm going to try to make it.
Yes. So whether you're a vegetarian, whether you're a vegan, whether you love vegetables and want to incorporate more of vegetables into your lifestyle, into your diet, for not only your health, but just for general culinary satisfaction, this is the place to be. It's September 27th from 11 o'clock until 4 p.m. And you've kept the entry fee very reasonable, Hope.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a $15 general entry fee. And then we also have a $10 option for student, senior, and low income. And nice. We want you to spend your money on the food because the food is amazing.
And also kids under 13 are free. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. So, and there's a great kids area. Kids under 13 are free. So bring the whole family.
So why don't you give us some of the highlights of what we're going to enjoy food wise when we come to the Veg Fest?
Yeah, well, this is the Good Food Hour, so let's talk about the food. It's going to be amazing. We have a great food court. We have some standards that come every year, and that's Sonoma County-based Turmeric Kitchen. Always comes with incredible Indian food. They're an Indian restaurant in Roanoke Park, and they serve authentic North Indian-style plates. And Community Market will be there, too, serving from their kitchen. And this year they're going to have street tacos, samosas with mango chutney, kale ginger salad. So they have some delicious stuff coming out of their kitchen, Community Market. And then we also have some new vendors coming that I'm really excited about. And one is coming up from the East Bay, and they're called Dang Vegan. It's I know, great name, right? It's a mobile food vendor, and they have fried empanadas. And they're going to have three different options for fillings for their empanadas. They're going to have jackfruit tinga, soy riso con papa, and pico de gallo. So yeah, that should be really delicious. They'll have an agua fresca to wash it down with, so there, it's exciting. Now, do you all like mushrooms?
Duh.
Yeah.
I love mushrooms,
me
too.
Too.
And yeah, they're so versatile. And I think a lot of people that lean vegetarian, vegan really love to get into mushrooms, right? Yeah. So we have a new vendor coming. They're called Fungi Foods. And they incorporate mushrooms into every dish, a variety of different mushrooms, really creatively. And I'll read some of their menu. So they have Cajun barbecue mac and cheese, fried maitake sandwiches.
Yum.
So maitake mushrooms, lion's mane crab cakes. And lion's mane is, of course, another type of fungus, of mushroom, of fungi. And mashed potatoes with oyster mushroom gravy.
Well, I want all that. I it sounds amazing.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yes. And I love mushrooms. I feel like they double well for meat alternatives in some ways because they're nice and meaty.
They are nice and meaty. And yeah, you get those great, great flavors of savory mushroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. And then also we have a mobile food truck coming from Sacramento. And this is their second year with us. They're called Vegan Circus. And they do fun, like, vegan fair food.
Nice.
Like, they have nachos and corn dogs and New York-style pretzels. They also do churro pretzels, donut pretzels. They have a pretzel bacon melt sandwich.
What?
And I know, right?
This is a really wide variety of foods happening here.
yeah, and they've also got funnel cake. So, I mean, there's pretty much anything vegan now. I mean, you can have it all as a vegan, especially at the Sonoma County Veg Fest.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, you've named five fabulous ones: Sonoma County Turmeric Kitchen, Community Market, Dang Vegan Fungi Foods, and also Vegan Circus. Any others, or is that it?
Oh, no, there's more. I'll give you one more, and then I'd love to go into maybe some of the sweet treats, too, because there's a lot of great sweet stuff, and I have a sweet tooth, so I want to get into that. But one more of the savory, there's a new company in the Bay Area called Plantish Bio, and they have the first ever plant-based paneer-style cheese.
Hmm. Oh.
And, yeah, paneer is a traditional South Asian cheese, usually cubed cheese. And they've created a plant-based version that they're going to be sampling. And they're not just going to be sampling just the cheese. They're making dishes out of it, like fried paneer bites, penne tostadas, and kung pao rice bowls.
Wow. I feel like vegan cheese has really come a long way. Hasn't it?
Yeah. For sure. It's not the 90s anymore.
No, you know? Absolutely. It actually melts. It actually holds up. There's a lot of really good ones out there. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, lots of fun. Yeah.
Move into the sweet tooth realm.
Yes, for sure. The sweet treats. I don't want to forget the sweets because, you know, I've been vegan 35 years. And when I've always had a sweet tooth. And before, you know, if I wanted a cookie, I had to bake it. I mean, there was nothing right back then. We've come so far. So let's see. We've got from Petaluma, there's Melanie's Sweet Treats. She's a custom order bakery, and she also sells cakes and other baked goods in locations around Sonoma County. And she's going to have lots of baked deliciousness like cinnamon rolls, pesto rolls, Rocky Road fudge. She's got these really great fruit-filled hand pies that I think will be good for the event. So you can just kind of carry it around. She's going to have cupcakes. Her carrot cake with lemon buttercream frosting is amazing. And it's all plant-based, all vegan. Melanie's Sweet Treats.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also Radiant Vibes. They're coming up from the Bay Area. And they've got Southern-style baked sweet goods. So they've got banana bread pudding, key lime pie, Southern pecan bars, strawberry crunch cheesecake. And again, all vegan, just amazing stuff. And you can, you know, you can just bring a bag and pile them up and bring them home. You know, you don't have to decide right there. Just get a variety and bring stuff home.
Amazing.
And don't forget, what is it? World Peace Chocolate?
World Peace Chocolate. Yeah, they're amazing too. They're a frequently seen at farmers markets around the area, and they're really a very healthy chocolate. It's made without fillers or soluble, you know. It's like you have to refrigerate it.
Minimal
ingredients and a delicious chocolate. Yeah.
Would you speak momentarily about hippie chai?
Sure. Hippie Chai. Yeah. They're a chai vendor, and she's going to have a variety of different chais. She's going to have masala chai, cardamom chai, matcha lattes. So some really fun drinks. Last year, she just sampled her chais, and everybody loved them so much. I was like, you have to come back and actually make drinks. So she, now she has a full menu of drinks.
Wow. Yeah. I say hippie chai kai.
Well played. Well
Thank
played.
You. Thank you. Let's take a very quick break. Don't go away, because we want to get in. If you'll tell us about the speakers that are going to be there. They're just world class. We'll take a quick break and be back with Hope Behanek, and she is the director of VegFest, happening September 27th at the Vets Building here in Santa Rosa.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping local kids become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. 85% of students met their reading goal this year, nearly double from 3 years ago. Our students read more than 591 million words, more than twice the national average. A special shout-out to Kenwood Elementary, the first school where all students met their reading goal. Congratulations, and keep up the good work. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase, along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Children who learn to read at grade level by third grade are more likely to graduate from high school and overall do better in life. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
Enjoy dinner with the winemakers in beautiful Bodega Bay. Six evenings of fine food and wine. It's the 36th annual Winemaker Dinner Series at the Bayview Restaurant at the Inn at the Tides.
You'll savor prestigious wines from Sonoma and Napa's premier regions, paired with culinary delights crafted by Chef Renny Madrid.
Friday, September 26th, enjoy an unforgettable evening featuring Miramar Estate Vineyards and Winery, hosted by Miramar and Christina Torres, featuring their Russian River Valley wines.
Start with a diver's scallop watercress salad, with a 2023 Chardonnay.
Enjoy seared ahi tuna, mango and avocado on microgreens with mango chili vinaigrette, matched with the 23 Chardonnay.
Then, herb-crusted rack of lamb and asparagus au gratin with roasted garlic mash, alongside the 21 Pinot Noir.
And for dessert, chocolate hazelnut tiramisu, paired with the 2019 Don Miguel Vineyard Tempranillo.
Make it a weekend getaway with special room rates.
Reserve now. Go to innatthetides.com and click on Winemaker Dinners before this evening sells out.
See website for details. BillsHappen.com is not a lender. It does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states.
Honey, everything is so expensive, and our bills are piling up.
You're telling me credit cards are maxed out, rent is due, and the car payment's right around the corner? We need some extra cash.
We should do what my friend from work did. She went to BillsHappen.com and got the money she needed the next day.
Our credit is not great. Are you sure that would work for us?
BillsHappen.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
Sounds like it's going to be a hassle.
My friend said it was super easy. She did it right from her phone during her lunch break.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen.com's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Guess what? I went to BillsHappen.com, and we're getting our money tomorrow.
Wow, that's fast. Problem solved.
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. It's the Good Food Hour until noon today. We'll welcome Chef Robert Buttercup Nieto in just a few minutes, but continuing our conversation with Hope Behanek, the executive director for VegFest, there's an outstanding lineup of speakers and demos. Tell us about that, Hope.
Yeah, we have two rooms of presentations, and I'd love to talk about the cooking demo since this is the Good Food Hour.
Yeah, sound great.
Yeah. So I hear so many people tell me that they'd love to eat more vegan food, but they just don't know how to cook it, right? So every year we have an amazing lineup of cooking demos in the dining room. They're very popular. We fill every seat, and you get samples, too. All the chefs, what they make it right there, and you get samples. So starting at noon, we've got Lisa Book Williams. She won the Vegan Iron Chef competition in San Francisco.
Very cool.
Yeah, and she's going to be showing us how to make vegan nachos. So with plant-based cheese, cashew sour cream, guacamole, the whole thing. And so you have a great nacho feast for the upcoming football season, all vegan. And then at 1 o'clock, we have Isis Israel. She does the raw foods, and, you know, some people are into the raw thing. It's good to get, of course, more raw veggies and fruits in the diet. So she's making watermelon salad with vegan feta and zucchini noodles with garlic and basil. So that she has a lot of great information on whole food, plant-based eating. You can ask questions. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got our celebrity chefs, our celebrity guests. It's the Doc and the Chef. It's Chef Karen and Dr. Jim Loomis. And they founded the nation's first fully plant-based nutrition and culinary academy that's called the Center for Plant-Based Living. And they're going to be cooking up chickpea korma curry, a one-pot chickpea korma curry. So that sounds really nice going into the fall season, yeah? And then finally at 3 o'clock, our last cooking presentation is going to be Sally Wee. And she's a tea connoisseur. So this is really interesting, something new that we've never done. She is a lecturer at tea festivals. And she is the founder and director of the Nevada Tea Festival and the San Jose Tea Festival. And she's going to talk all about teas, about how to brew them correctly, like the appropriate water temperature and the amount of tea and steeping time, all those things. And then she also is going to share a simple recipe on creating tea-based desserts, so both plant-based and tea-based desserts. So really unique, not something you're going to experience every day.
Really unique.
Is a wonderful lineup of stimulating and enlightening new information and delicious new culinary tastes. And I like the fact that Sally Wei is a certified tea sommelier by the United Kingdom Tea Academy.
Yes,
so she's got some credentials behind her tea knowledge.
Yeah, this, amazing.
It's a magnificent idea. I think it's getting bigger and better every year. It's the Sonoma County Veg Fest. It's Saturday, September 27th. There's so many things going on in any particular day. That's why we wanted to have Hope on now. So you can put this on your calendar. It's from 11 until 4 o'clock on that Saturday. It's reasonable, $15 admission, special price for seniors, kids under 13 are free. It's all taking place at the Santa Rosa Veterans Memorial Building, right across from the fairgrounds, lots of free parking. And believe me, you won't go away hungry in mind or spirit or stomach. Thank you, Hope.
Right.
This has been a wonderful chat with you, and I'm so glad to know more about this. I'm going to try to attend, and I hope a lot of our listeners will, too.
Yeah, thank you so much. Come and support the food vendors.
Great. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Hope.
See you at the Veg Fest.
You bet. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll greet the Lord of Rice champion. Huh?
Can't wait.
This is pretty exciting. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Thinking about buying a home? Now's the time. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
Owning a home comes with incredible benefits, a feeling of accomplishment, stability, and financial growth, as well as a true sense of community. It's easy to fall in love with home ownership.
That's right. When you own, you and your lender set your monthly payment. No surprise rent hikes or evictions.
Plus, as your home value grows and you pay down your mortgage, not your landlord's, you're building your wealth.
And let's not forget the sense of pride and peace of mind that comes with home ownership.
When you're ready to start your journey, we're here to help.
Reach out for a free, no obligation conversation today.
Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team. Visit NormanHomeTeamWineCountry.com to get started. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty. Because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength and vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
The countdown is on, and when September 30th passes, so do the credits. Save thousands on a new Kia EV, like the EV6 or Niro EV at Jim Bone Kia. Hurry in today before the credits disappear. Visit JimBoneKia.com now. Drive electric, save big. JimBoneKia.com.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM, AM, and online.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. We got some clouds this morning, but can look to generally sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. In the evening, we can anticipate relatively clear skies to leave us with overnight lows in the mid 50s. A warming trend is expected to begin on Sunday with temps in the high 80s and low 90s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with our new co-host, Emily Ash Lamb. Delighted to have her filling the shoes of Chef John Ash, her father, who passed away in the early part of the year. Well, and actually in August. And we looked far and wide for the best possible co-host, and it was sitting right there in front of our eyes. Emily, thank you so much for joining the club here.
Thank you. I couldn't be happier.
We had the pleasure of welcoming Robert Buttercup Nito, an extraordinary pastry chef, to the Good Food Hour a couple times over the years. He and his wife Tara are the owners of Fleur Sauvage Chocolates in Windsor. We could spend of the whole time just talking about all the great restaurants all around the world that you have worked at, pastry chef, executive pastry chefs, top people you have worked with. But we're not going to bother with anything. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay. KJ and for Thomas Keller and you name it, he has probably worked there. But the dream was to open your own shop.
Absolutely. It's been a dream since.
Did you open?
We opened December 2021.
So we're 4 years.
Yeah.
We'll congratulations. 4 years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a retail shop open to the public.
Yes, we're open 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, close on Monday, Tuesdays. We open at 11 to 5:30, and then on Sunday, 11 to 4.
And besides the retail walk-in, you do custom work too.
We do custom bonbons for certain wineries that reach out to us and want to do a really cool experience with our chocolates and with their wines and have this beautiful collaboration with them.
Love that.
It's beautiful. So chocolate, that's your specialty. I mean, you do desserts, of course, but you're really drawn to chocolate.
Yes, I am. It's just so fascinating working with chocolate and what you can do with it. There's so many applications, whether it's white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. I feel like every those flavors, they can kind of come up with something, and that's what
and
I love about
chocolate. It's a lifetime learning experience.
Exactly. You know, I'm always learning. Even now to this day, I'm still like, wow, let me taste this and this. Wow, it actually works. And so I'm always surprised what you can do with it.
Do you actually ever enjoy chocolate yourself? Like, do you sit down to a piece of chocolate, or are you just like, I can't do any more chocolate?
Honestly, I love chocolate. Every morning when I come in and I'm doing production, I look at the bins that I have, and sometimes I just grab a little chocolate drop, whether it's white, milk, or dark, and I just put a little piece in my mouth and just like, this is why I love doing this.
Right. So it's 11:30 in the morning. Have you already had chocolate this morning?
I did, actually. I had a piece of dark chocolate this morning. Sir? Yeah.
Do you, Emily?
I'm impressed.
How in the world did you get involved in the 2025 Lord of Rice competition? This is a world-class culinary chef's competition. I was privileged to be asked to judge last year at the kickoff here in Sonoma County. It's gone on many years before, but they brought it to Sonoma County. That was at Kendall Jackson. This year, they invited me back, and I certainly didn't say no. And that was at Grotta, the Italian restaurant up in beautiful Windsor, California. And it happened Wednesday, September 10th from 6 to 8. Five competitors, four of those were doing rice savory entries that were extremely complex. The menu that it read by was just world class as far as the variety and intensive, not only visual appeal, but also the amount of ingredients and technique involved. Mm-hmm. And there, the fifth entry was Chef Robert Buttercupito doing a sweet rice dessert, which had never been done to my knowledge. There's always been maybe some Thai jasmine rice puddings on the side, but they've never been the focal point. How did you get involved to enter your dish?
Well, you know, they actually reached out to me, and it was Mercedes Jones, who's in charge of this whole competition, and asked me if I want to do it. And when I thought about it, I was like, am I doing savory or desserts? And I was like, no, I'm doing dessert. This is what I do. And I really want to like showcase what I can do and bring to the table. And, you know, it's you know, there's a lot of great chefs. They're all professionals, and I know all these chefs. So it was really intimidating when I was going in there, because I know they're capable of what they do and very experienced. So I'm just, you know, I just sat down and worked on the recipe and came up with this idea of doing, you know, the raspberry and rice together. Yeah. And I want to see how this can turn out. And it was just like, wow, this is what I'm going. There was a gut feeling. Let's just see what happens.
Let me just mention who you were competing against. Executive Chef Eric Foster of Grotta Italian Eatery, Summer Peach and Jasmine Rice Lettuce Cups with Spicy Calabrian Shrimp. Then Paul Schroeder, who's won this contest before, from Jackson Family Winery. Futagaki Seared Tuna with the fresh tuna and the rice seasoning. Short grain rice. Preak Nam Plow, which is a special fish sauce, and lime juice, and honey, and kaffir lime. Avocado mousse in a nori rice shell.
That was great.
Which was spectacular. And then crispy rice on top. Chef Barbara Hom from Night Owl Food Company did a sticky rice cake with a cured egg yolk, Korean melon, and cucumber relish with a congee twee. Executive Mark Miller, who won this contest last year, did a turmeric duck fat rice, which was just mind-blowing, along with the sweet sambal, which is a chili garlic sauce, and a mint cilantro chutney. And on the side, he did a beautiful jasmine rice pudding. And then your dish in competition with really, honestly, yours was the last one we tasted. Amazing. And it was just like from another universe, I have to tell you, Robert. It really was not only stunning visually. We're going to post a photo that I took of your dessert on our KSR website, because okay, we can only describe it. I know you'll do a great job describing it, but it's hard to describe.
It is hard. It looks like
impact.
A phonograph, like an old record player, doesn't it? Like, it's really quite beautiful.
Thank you.
So how do you conceptualize a dessert like this? Do you start sketching? Do you start with what ingredients will focus and highlight rice? Is it multi-layered? What's your process?
You know, I think my main focus was the rice first. That was like the main component. Like, what am I going to do, you know, different? You know, I didn't want it to just be rice you know, mousse or rice pudding. So I want to incorporate other stuff to it. So I kind of added my own kind of touch to it. I used Calrose rice. I cooked it with some coconut, but then I kind of wanted to make it a little bit softer, a little more gentle texture to it. So I added some mousse to it, so it's just not so dense. And then I was just, actually, I was just looking in the fridge and I saw raspberries and all these other berries, but I was like, let me try with the raspberry. Just put it on a spoon, tasted it together. And that's kind of where the light went off. And then I had to figure out, like, how am I going to serve this? Like, what's it going to go in? Is it going to go in a bowl or is it going to go on a plate? And then what other flavors can tie into this where it all makes sense and it kind of tells a story? And I just started thinking about maybe a little bit of coconut, some passion fruit with that, where it's not going to overpower everything. And yeah, I tasted it and I was like, this is the one. This
How long did it take you to rule out chocolate as part of this dessert?
I know. I was just like, no, it needs chocolate, but yeah. Like, I'm going to hold back on that. So yeah, it took some time and it just kind of came together and I said, I'm going to stick with this and not add any chocolate to it. But
the name Fleur Sauvage means wildflowers, doesn't it? And how you decorated your dessert with these flowers, was that a later inspiration or you knew there wanted to be a flower component?
I definitely want to showcase flowers. We actually have flowers at our shop behind in our garden. And I was just like, we definitely need to add flowers to it. And it kind of just makes sense. It's so beautiful, this dessert, to like just kind of give it that little vibrant colors on it. And I was like, we have them, let's just add it to it. And when we did it, it looks like it was picked, like mm-hmm. a raspberry was just picked from the garden. So that's what I was kind of going for.
And these are edible flowers.
They are edible.
What are the flowers?
So we have, we actually have some lemon balm in there. Mm-hmm. There's calendulas, orange and yellow. There is violas and some Johnny Jump Ups. And then there was also some bachelor buttons.
And is the lemon balm the green that's peeking out from underneath?
Yeah, it looks very similar to like mint.
Yeah. So is this is the top part. We can describe this, and our listeners, I'm sure, can visualize this. It's a lemon mousse on top. Is that correct? No, sorry, the raspberry mousse.
Raspberry mousse.
The mold is very unusual. How did you determine or find this mold?
I actually found this on Amazon. I know, of all places, I found it on Amazon, and I was like, let's just buy this and see how it turns out. And I was like, this is the perfect size. It's not too big, too little. I think it's the right size, and you can enjoy like pretty much the whole dish. And
so people can order this same size mold on Amazon.
Absolutely.
I love that one. It's not oh no, chefs only.
Right.
So how you made the raspberry mousse? Was that the first thing you did? Oh, and by the way, I noticed it did have white chocolate in it.
Oh.
There was just a little bit. And that was just to stabilize.
See,
the
we caught him in a lie. I said, no, there's no. And people, I dislike people who diss white chocolate. I think white chocolate can be very complex and have a beautiful floral bouquet. And they go, well, it's not real chocolate.
Yeah, I love white chocolate.
Thank
it's just,
you.
There's just, you know, it has like beautiful flavors of vanilla. It's very silky. Creaminess. So yeah, we always hear people don't like white chocolate, but I love it. You can do so many things with it.
So the raspberry mousse, would you just talk us through this recipe, how it's constructed?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was coming up with the recipe, it's a raspberry mousse that in the center of that, I put the coconut rice pudding mousse. So as an insert, so it's a surprise. And that's what I kind of want to showcase to the judges that.
It surprised me.
Yeah,
because I was spooning this up and I'm going, well, it's interesting. I'm not tasting any rice. And as soon as I had that thought, there the spoon entered into this beautiful center of the rice in the raspberry mousse.
Correct.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
So it's white chocolate, gelatin, of course, cream, sugar, and raspberry puree.
Yes.
So not difficult to make.
No, not difficult at all.
Okay. You fold in the whipped cream. And you put the mousse into the molds. Do you oil the mousse or?
No, it's a silicone mold.
Oh, silicone.
Yeah. So once you you do have to freeze the insert, which is the coconut rice pudding mousse. Mm-hmm. So it's nice and hard. So when you're piping, you just kind of submerge it in the middle, and then you pipe more of the raspberry mousse, and then you want to put that in the freezer.
I mean, you freeze that.
That's yeah. how you do it. Yeah. Okay.
And that
now I'm giving my tricks away.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of people that are going to run out and say, I'm going to open up my own Fleur Sauvage, and I'm going to steal this recipe. They're not. John was right to reference your dad. I would tell him sometimes, you know, you're giving away all your secrets. You're telling people, like, here's why this won a best of show. And he goes, shh, most people aren't going to do this. I mean, if they knew what it takes to do this,
right? Well,
they might be inspired to try something like it, but I'm not worried about giving away recipes.
And recipe is one thing, but execution is another. And
yeah, there's a lot that's involved.
Skill.
It's definitely equipment, you know, the room
right.
temperature.
So we have the raspberry mousse in the silicone molds. They're frozen. The next, you've made the coconut rice pudding.
Correct.
Already. And then you cool that. It's room temperature.
Correct.
You cool it over the ice bath. So that's done too. And you use the Calrose. Why do you choose that rice?
You know, I tried other rices, and I just felt with the Calrose, there was so much moisture to it, whereas the jasmine was a little too dry for me, and I just love the texture off of that. And I said, I'm going to go with this. I don't want to, like, get off track and try all these other rices. I was like, I'm going to go with this at 100%, and it totally worked.
That's so great to hear you say that, because I'm the type that has, like, attention deficit. I would say, well, no, I'm going to get 20 rices, and I'm going to try it. Thank you for saying no. You knew when to stop.
Yeah.
Like, this is the white rice that I'm going to be using. I'm not going to try other rices. Yeah, that makes the professional from...
There's the skill again.
The person like me. So why don't we take a quick break? Then we'll get into the coconut rice pudding mousse, the passion fruit cremeau, yeah. The coconut rice milk espuma, and then the brown sugar puffed rice soil. I love that. So there's a lot more to this dessert. It's Robert Buttercup. Nito, how did you get the nickname?
You know, that nickname came from Chef Justin Wangler from Kendall Jackson like 15 years ago when I first started as their pastry chef. And you know, it started as Butterfingers because we're playing volleyball. I know, of all things, we're playing volleyball, and that slipped out of my hands. And then it kind of transitioned right into Buttercup, and it just kind of stuck ever since.
Love it.
Yeah. Is it true that you love chocolate so much that you have 3 chocolate-themed tattoos?
I do. I have one on my wrist.
One on your
wrist? Yeah, I have one on my wrist and one on my ankle. That's how much I love chocolate.
That's 2.
I'm trying to think what other ones I have.
Oh,
let me really
there's
think
a lot
about
of tattoos
it.
If you got to think about it.
Yeah, so I actually have one in Spanish, and then I have the chocolate molecule on my other wrist, and then I have the full cacao on my leg.
Very cool.
He's serious.
He loves chocolate. He loves
that. Emily Ash Lamb and Steve Garner joining Chef Nito in the KS Hardo Kitchen this morning. More after this.
Hey there, Sonoma County residents. Are you or a loved one navigating the process of aging or living with a disability? We have some fantastic news for you. Introducing the 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory, your go-to guide for support and services in Sonoma County, powered by Ungaro & Sons. Imagine having a roadmap right at your fingertips, connecting you to a wealth of resources designed to make life easier and more enjoyable. For information, go to AgingDisabilitySonomaCounty.org.
Hi, this is Jason Walsh, editor of North Bay Biz Magazine. With chronic homelessness and housing insecurity on the rise in Sonoma County, the stress on vulnerable families is near breaking point. Enter Redwood Gospel Missions, whose new campus in Santa Rosa is providing harbor for families in crisis, pathways to those gripped by life-controlling issues, and opportunity for scores of volunteers to help clothe, shelter, and feed the needy. Learn about Redwood Gospel Missions' message of hope and how you can help at northbaybiz.com.
Listen to Dr. Walter Tom the first Thursday of the month on KSRO's Ask the Expert series from 12:30 to 1.
Dr. Walter Tom has been voted the best cosmetic surgeon every year since 2016.
His mission is to improve patient self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology in a warm and safe environment. Listen to podcasts of the show on KSRO.com. Just click on Ask the Expert. Tune in the first Thursday of the month for Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.
Touchdown, San Francisco!
Mountain Mike's, the official pizza of the San Francisco 49ers, is the perfect place to enjoy the games. Happy hour specials Monday through Thursday and all Sunday long. Watch the Sunday Ticket at two locations, Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa and Mountain Mike's in Nevada. Order up their legendary crispy curly pepperoni pizza. Try their new sticky kogi wings or kickin' Korean barbecue wings. Online at mountainmikes.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
At SoCo Private Security, protecting who you are is what we do. Your home, your business, your peace of mind. Locally owned and family run in Santa Rosa, our team brings over 50 years of experience to every patrol and every post. Whether it's a shopping center, residence, or special event, we deliver security you can count on, day or night. Since 2013, clients across the North Bay have trusted SoCo to keep their communities safe. Learn more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Steve Garner and Emily Ashlam in the KSRO kitchen. Thrilled to welcome Robert Nieto, Chef Robert Nieto, Buttercup, as he's affectionately known. He and his wife, Tara, own Fleur Sauvage Chocolates in Windsor, and he is the Lord of Rice.
Lord.
He's wearing his crown this morning. He won the rice competition on Wednesday, which was at Grotta Italian Eatery in Windsor, and he's off to Phnom Penh in Cambodia to judge the best rice in the world in November. What is the actual title of this recipe, Robert?
So we are actually calling it, which is, it's called Berry Berry Good Rice is what we were calling it.
Nice.
Yeah, we're just trying to come up with something kind of catchy, kind of fun. Cute. And this is what we came with.
Berry, berry, good rice.
Yes.
I like it.
It's
we're
very
down.
Good.
We've taken care of the raspberry mousse. We've taken care of the coconut rice pudding. Then we have the coconut rice pudding mousse. So that's the next step.
Correct.
And how does it get folded into the rice pudding?
Yeah, so I have to, so it's a little bit of a complex recipe between these two because you have to take some of the rice pudding and then incorporate that into the mousse and then fold it in.
Okay.
And then you want to either put in a pastry bag or on some spoon and then put that into a mold, or you can pipe it into the mold itself, and then you want to freeze that.
Next step is the passion fruit crémeux.
That is correct.
And what is that?
So passion fruit crémeux is basically a creamy custard is what it is. That's pliable. You can either pipe it or, you know, just put it on a plate, smear it. So there's different ways you can do crémeux on a plate.
Can you do it with chocolate too?
You can.
And have you?
I have not. Not with this, yeah.
Okay, so this is passion fruit puree. You purchased the passion fruit puree. You didn't make that your own, did you?
No.
Okay, lime juice, sugar, eggs, butter, and gelatin. And you mix it with a blender and then strain it and then into an ice bath.
Correct.
Okay, the next one, coconut rice milk. It is espuma?
Espuma, which espuma. Is a foam.
That's Spanish.
Giving it a little, giving it a little fancier name to it. And
is it like a foam or bubbles something?
It's more like it's aerated. You put it into a whipped canister.
Like a whipped cream that you can aerosol it.
Yeah.
And how did this play into the dish?
You know, I felt like when I was making the raspberry dessert, I felt like it still needed something. Even though you have coconut mousse, it's a little more, now I don't want to say dense, but I want something a little more airy, kind of like almost like cotton, very soft texture to it. So I thought coconut would be the perfect application for this. And I just started playing around with the coconut itself. And then I realized, I was like, well, there's no end to this. And so I thought about rice milk. And so I was like, it's rice. So might as well just incorporate this and see how it works. And it totally worked. And I'm putting this on the dish.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The amount of different ways that you used rice is really pretty impressive.
So you used this in a pressurized aerosol canister. Is
correct.
That what you did?
Yes.
And then
yeah, exactly.
All right. And then we have, this was really eye-popping when I crunched into the brown sugar puffed rice soil. What a wonderful word. Describe that.
You know, obviously I love textures, and I didn't want it to just be so creamy. So I needed something that was going to have a little bit of texture to it. And I was like, I want something that's going to almost be like soil, not like actual soil dirt, but like a crumble. And I was just like thinking, oh my God, rice puff, like that's perfect. So I wanted to incorporate that on the dish, just for another flavor, which I incorporated some brown sugar to it. And when I tasted it, I was like, ooh, the texture of that, so perfect. This is going to go on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if this is in a preheated oven.
Exactly.
You put it in a standard mixer, paddle attachment, combine the ingredients, mix until the mixture forms small pebbles, place it on a half sheet tray lined with parchment paper, bake for 10, 15 minutes. That's easy to do.
Really easy to make, yeah.
And then in itself, the assembly, you write, pipe coconut rice espuma in the center of the plate, sprinkle the crumble on top, place the raspberry mousse, if you can see it being built, pipe the passion fruit cremeux, and then garnish with the edible flowers. Simple. I'm going to do it tonight.
I was thinking, I wonder how long it would take for just the average Joe to try to make this. It would be like, it'd be all day at least. Yeah. If not more.
So you wanted to ask about a couple things, Emily.
Well, I guess I you know, looking at your bio here and all the competitions that you've won, which is a lot. You've really won a lot. I guess as I was thinking about it, going, what makes you stand out? I mean, here we are in Sonoma County with many amazing pastry and dessert chefs and things, and you always seem to take home the prize. What do you think it is?
You know, I think it's just my passion. I love competing. It's been something I've been doing really long time. And, you know, once I really get in that mindset, I really push the boundaries and try to get what I really want and showcase that on the plate. And, you know, there's a lot of just going up against these professional chefs. You know, yeah. I was nervous. I didn't know what they were going to be putting on the plate.
Right.
And so I'm going to go what I'm going with and just see what happens. But yeah, I love competing.
And that's the excitement of the competition is you don't have access to the recipes from the other chefs. You don't know, just what you said, who will be, what they'll be bringing.
Exactly. You don't know what they're going to be.
You show up and you're seeing these all for the first time of your competitors.
Yes.
It was very exciting, though. And I'll tell you, you talked about speaking to the quality of the competition. I was one of the judges, and I can vouch that it was only several points separating. Mm-hmm. There were five competitors. Four and five were a little bit further down in the voting. Number two and three were tied, identical for numbers two and three. And then you were a few points above two and three.
Wow.
So it was very, very competitive and close. And it was so exciting for everyone to see a sweet rice dessert win best of show. It, as I said, I don't believe it's ever happened before.
No, I was in the wow factor for sure when I heard that. And then I was in the top three and going against Mark Miller and Paul Schroeder. Yeah, they're really great chefs.
So do you already have your plane ticket?
We are going to begin those pretty soon, yeah.
Have you been to Cambodia?
No, so it's...
so exciting.
It's exciting. I'm really honored that I'm going and being as a judge and get to see, you know, what they do over there and be a part of that.
Well, and they have a tradition of being colonized by the French in so many places in the world. And I understand that they do have a history of baked goods and pastry and French influence.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what I'm excited about, too. I want to see... You know, every time we go to different countries, we love going to pastry shops and bread shops and chocolate shops and see what people are doing over there and kind of get that experience and see something that I could incorporate, you know, at my shop.
Well, I know you'll come back more enthusiastic, motivated after this trip to Cambodia.
Absolutely.
You'll taste things that you wouldn't think to pair together and some exotic fruit combinations and probably take you in a whole different direction.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
This was pretty
cool. I'm excited.
Well, thank you for coming in. He didn't bring the dessert, though. I mean, I get that.
But
you
did have bring some chocolate.
I did bring you chocolates.
So tell us what you brought. What are the flavors of chocolate
I brought you guys some chocolates. This is what we do.
I think they're for me, right, Steve?
They
I
are,
think
they yeah. Steve only could look at them. There you go, Steve. Yeah.
Could you tell us the flavors?
Yeah, absolutely. give you.
Oh, thank you.
That. So right now, these are some of our signature chocolates that we make at the shop. Meyer Lemons, which is one of our staples. We have a beautiful, and how it all started out with the Meyer Lemon is we had a little tiny lemon tree at the house, and we just planted it thinking we're just going to put it there as like more aesthetics. And but then this thing just took off, and it's like taller than me and just wide as, and they were just the lemons are just growing. They're not stopping. They're just growing year round. Mm-hmm. I was like, what am I going to do with these? And finally having a shop, I was like, I'm going to incorporate these. So now they're on the menu. I incorporate them in our Meyer Lemon bonbon. We also have a coffee, Earl Grey. We also do a orange honey, which is, it's a local honey. And then we do our, which is one of our favorites, is the Mexican chocolate. So there's a little bit of spices in there. Not overly spicy, but you get like cinnamon, cayenne,
and
chili.
And we can purchase these at the shop?
You can purchase these at the shop.
370 Windsor River Road in Windsor. It is Fleur Sauvage. Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 5:30. Sunday, 11 to 4. Closed Monday and Tuesday. Have a ball in Cambodia. We want to talk to you when you get back.
Will do, yeah.
Chef Robert Peter. Thank you, Emily Ash.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening out there in Radioland. I'm Steve Garner. Have a beautiful week, and we'll talk again soon.
Scott Silvera. When you need a new SUV or truck, think Silvera. Serving Sonoma County for 71 years.
Do you like seeing the same faces in sales and service?
Think Silvera. There's value in seeing the same faces when you purchase your vehicle or coming in for service.
And who doesn't like looking at a great selection of vehicle trims and colors?
With over 550 new GMCs, Chevys, and used vehicles in stock and in transit, Silvera has what you're looking for.
And after the sale,
think Silvera again. Known for going beyond expectations.